time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here in just a moment, we'll be talking about some fun stuff that's coming up here with the Atlantic Parks and Rec Department. We've got some free outdoor movies in the park, a little series coming up. We'll be speaking with Atlantic Park and Rec Director Seth Stasselm here in just a moment. But first off, Kendall Warren in with us here this morning. He'd like to let us know what's happening down at W&S Appliance. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Chris. Got a few used items. Still have that used stack washer-dryer combination. Really good shape. Got four used electric ranges, two of them being repossessed and closeout price, and save a bunch of money on those. Gas and electric clothes dryers, have several of those. Still have that 10,000 BTU air conditioner in excellent conditions. Reduced price. Got lots of used refrigerators. Got used portable built-in dishwashers. Two of them to choose one. Two used automatic washers. Two used microwave hood combinations. Do have a good selection of new air conditioners, window air conditioners, and dehumidifiers in stock in a variety of sizes. Ranges, gas and electric, Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, Amana, and Frigidaire. Freestanding models on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Got water softeners that are made in the United States. They bring us a small sample of water. We'll test it for hardness so we can help you properly size that new luxury water softener. Water heaters, gas and electric, also an Iowa company. We deliver, install, haul the old water heater away, and, of course, service it later if it's needed. Chris?
All right. Thank you very much, Kendall. Appreciate that here this morning. And now we're going to speak here with Atlantic Parks and Rec Director Seth Stasselm. Seth, appreciate coming in here this morning.
I appreciate you having me.
Well, you've had a little time here to get settled into your position. How's it been going for you so far?
It's been going. You know, this has been in the heat of the season, so, you know, we're just up and moving, and it really didn't stop.
So, yeah.
It's just always going. So there's always something new in the parks.
Yeah, always something going on. And, of course, we talked about before we started here, a little surprise heavy rainfall there yesterday. I'm sure that always throws a wrench into the plans of what you have going on.
Yeah, absolutely. That rain was it was definitely escalated fast, and then it ended very shortly. So,
well, despite the rain, we hopefully will have some good weather here coming up tomorrow, because you've got something new and exciting starting here.
Yeah, tomorrow we're actually starting Movies in the Park. It's a four-movie series that we're going to be doing. But tomorrow we're going to be showing Inside Out at 8 o'clock. But shortly before that, we have a planned activity at 6:30. We're going to be doing a scavenger hunt for some of the kids that come out there. Hopefully they can find some of the characters in the movie and utilize some of the playground equipment. But we're hoping to have this event and be able to be a free event for families to come out and enjoy the parks and just enjoy time together and form community. So.
Well, a nice, fun, new thing to do, along with a nice area that's recently been renovated as well. There's been a lot of changes out there.
Yeah, there's been a lot of changes. We put the shelter up last fall, and we've been trying to just tackle one piece at a time throughout a week or a month, and we've made changes. We added some spring toys up there, which a lot of kids have noticed up there, and they quite enjoy that. But we're just taking a few pieces at a time. Our next item would be signage up there. But it's a fun area. There's a fire pit, beautiful shelter. It's a nice replacement to what was there, which was an Atlantic landmark at that. But we're hoping this event is successful and we have a lot of people come out and enjoy. There's going to be free popcorn, free movie, so it should be a good time just to for everyone to get together and have fun.
Yeah, sounds like a good time for the whole family to come out and spend an evening and get to see those new changes and enjoy the area. It certainly seems like, you know, this has been a kind of a fun time, I'm sure, for you to get into the full role of being Parks Director, because it seems like there's just been so much going on. You guys have been doing, you know, a lot of changes across the community with your different parks.
Yes, yeah, and that's something we're continually to strive upon. We placed a five-year plan this last fall, so we're going to continue those changes in their parks and just continue to update and make improvements to a lot of our community parks as well as Sunnyside and Schaumburg. So we have a great park board and a great staff, and we can't do anything without their hard work. So
Yeah, so get out there and enjoy and see some of those changes and have a good time with all the facilities that are provided. Of course, there's been some fun stuff just right outside our doorway with the new connector trail that's been put up and the finishing touches still being put on that. And everything kind of seems like it's getting that finishing touch here right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of projects going on. And our next project, actually, we have a basketball court going in at Harold Holt Park just on 14th and Olive. So that's another exciting project that hopefully people will be able to notice and be able to go out there once it's done. So there's a lot of fun stuff going on around, and so hopefully if people keep their eyes on it, they'll see all the changes that are going on and be able to go out and enjoy. So
yeah, and with that particular project, you know, it's something that there are a lot of different courts available in Atlantic, but of course, a lot of them maybe haven't been looked at for a long time, haven't been updated. This will be something that's a nice addition.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a different playing surface that we're used to in Atlantic. It's going to be a nice, colorful, attractive court. So, and it's going to have some adjustable goals that if you ask the staff, we might be able to adjust it for kids to be able to shoot at some 8-foot, 9-foot rims.
Nice.
So be able to adapt and be able to get more kids out there. So
that'll be great. Well, back here to the movies in the park situation, and I guess folks just need to show up, bring themselves. What are you expecting them to have to bring with them?
If they can come, they can bring a lawn chair, blankets, whatever they want. It's going to be in-grass seating. They can sit in the picnic tables from the shelter. It's a pretty big screen, so you'll be able to see it from anywhere in the Kitty Corral area. But yeah, just bring a fun attitude and blankets and whatever you want to sit on, and then a beverage. We will have free popcorn there. But they can bring their beverage, soft drinks, water, whatever they want to drink out there. But just
okay.
Bring the whole family.
Yeah, and then I guess for people that are familiar with the area, what's kind of the setup looking like? Where's the screen going to be in comparison to where the shelter is?
So this, yeah, actually, over in Kitty Corral's in Sunnyside Park. Mm-hmm. And the screen will have the shelter, the fire pit, and the screen will actually be down the hill from the shelter. So we have kind of a natural viewing area for everyone. But it'll be pretty shaded over there. So we're going to try to start the movie at 8 o'clock. We have a pretty nice projector that we should be able to do that and show it early and hopefully be out of there before 10:30. So
okay. So that's kind of the time frame that you're looking at there for the film. But, of course, you mentioned you got activities there beforehand, so you want people to show up and be ready for that scavenger hunt then early on.
Oh, yeah. Bring the kids. Hopefully we can wear them out a little bit before the movie so they can settle down. And but, yeah, we have a scavenger hunt. We have a treat for at the end if they can figure out the whole scavenger hunt.
Okay.
And so it should be a good time, and they can try all the new toys that are there, and we'll have a few other toys at the park for adults to enjoy, like bocce ball and ladder toss and stuff too. So we'll have things for the whole family.
Nice. Make a full fun evening out of it. And, of course, this is just the first in a series. You're going to be doing this continually.
Yeah, we're going to be doing it the next 4 weeks every Friday evening. So start with an activity at 6:30 and the movie starting at 8. This first movie we're showing Inside Out. Next week we're going to be doing Big Hero 6, and we ask people to dress as their favorite superhero. Since it's a hero movie, so hopefully the kids get involved, and hopefully we have some adults also dressing up as their favorite superhero too. So
that'll be a lot of fun, and kind of interesting too that movie itself has a connection. I'm actually from the Glenwood area, and one of the gentlemen that was the main producers of that film is from Glenwood, so it's kind of neat with the Iowa connection there.
There we go. That is really neat.
Yeah, and you've got a couple more coming up after that. I see on the list here on the 12th, Little Giants, and then on the 19th, Despicable Me. So you'll have a chance to get out and see some different films, and of course, all of those are recognizable to folks that enjoy going to those animated films and all the ones that the kids really enjoy. So it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, anything else that you've got on the docket here that you need to get the word out that's coming up real soon that folks need to put on the calendar? just this for sure on Friday.
This for sure, yeah. No, but we do have a lot of great events coming up. I know Atlantic Fest is coming up, and then we have the Coca-Cola Classic Disc Golf coming up on September 3rd. So there's always something going on in Atlantic. You just got to look at, got to go to the community calendar to look at it, and you can find something always going on. So it's constantly busy in the parks.
Yeah, and of course, if they're wanting that information, you hop onto AtlanticIowa.com. All the connections are there now. It's nice that site is connected to all the area attractions and getting to the parks information there as well. And then, of course, your office is located down there at Sunnyside Park as well, and they can always call there if they have questions.
Yeah, our office is just located on 1200 Sunnyside Lane right by the skate park. We're open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and our phone number is 712-243-3542. Or you can just drop by and give me a visit. So.
All right. And I guess one more reminder. Time they need to be there coming up here tomorrow night.
Be at 6:30. And the showing starts at 8. So.
All right. Thanks a lot, Seth. Appreciate you coming in here and give us some information about that.
Thank you.
All right. That's Atlantic Parks and Rec Director Seth Stasselm with us here this morning. Going to turn things back over here once again here to Kendall Warren so he can let us know what's happening down at W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Chris. I got refrigerators. A bunch of them. Got a new shipment in yesterday. Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Man-LG, and Frigid Air. So very good selections of models with top freezer, bottom freezer with the single or French door, and, of course, as usual, top trade-ins at W&S Appliance. Washers and dryers, front load and top load. Whirlpool, Maytag, and Man-LG. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and the dryer. In addition, the washer motor is covered for 5 years and a washer transmission through 15 years. Speed Queen has recently introduced some new models and they've changed that warranty. They've increased it from 3 to 5 years and it remains 100% for the entire 5-year period of time. Freezers just enough, right? Got most sizes in stock for quick delivery or pickup. It's Thursday. The pot's on. I'll be there until 8 this evening. Chris?
All right. Thank you very much, Kendall. Appreciate coming in here this morning. And I want to thank once again Atlantic Parks and Rec Director Seth Stasselm letting us know about that Movie in the Park event that's coming up here. Their first showing tomorrow night. They'll be doing it then in 3 consecutive Fridays following there for some nice fun activities. You get out there at 6:30 for the scavenger hunt, 8 o'clock the movie showing there at Sunnyside Park near the Kitty Corral shelter. That's going to do it here on Heartbeat Today this morning. Go out and make it a great day on this Thursday.